Free for all Friday.
Here's how it works. You call and then start talking about whatever you want, okay? Really, no holds barred. We'll let anything fly. Well, anything within things that will make us lose our license as a radio station. We might have to put the brakes on, but more or less, you can talk about anything at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Good morning. You got something for
Free for All Friday.
Women who go after married men, they irritate me.
Oh.
They should die.
What? Is there some kind of like allure, like he's taken, so I'm going to go after him, or what?
I don't know what the allure is, but women who go after married men should die. They should be allowed to be thrown in the street, dragged, and beaten about the head.
Wow. Is this? Do you have a personal experience with this?
Yes, there's one in particular that's after my husband, and I wish he would die.
My lord.
Yeah. You said I could talk about what I want, so here we go.
Yeah, of course, you can.
Yes, it's wrong. It's immoral. It's stupid. Find your own man.
How do you know this person?
Unfortunately, I introduced her to my husband because she was, quote-unquote, a friend.
Uh-huh.
And if this is the definition of a friend, she can just piss off.
Have you told her that yet?
Oh, in more ways than one. I'm being very polite.
We can see
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody who goes after someone who's married is wrong.
But at least it makes you kind of feel like, hey, my man's in demand, right?
No.
It doesn't work that way?
No, it's not that way. My husband is married to me. He chose me. And when you see a married person, you leave them alone. They've committed themselves to one person, not just any other floozy that decides they want a married man.
Well, maybe
what kind of joy would you get out of wrecking a marriage and wrecking a life? I don't understand it.
Wow. So have you had to have a talk with your husband, like do not talk to her at all, or what?
He doesn't want to have anything to do with her. She just will not go away. We both have told her, you need to back off. You have no space here. You have no rights here. Go away.
Give me an example. What does she do?
She seems to think it's funny to text him. She leaves cute little voice messages, or at least what she thinks is cute. You know, little things like that.
Uh-huh.
It's not funny.
Like,
it's not
directly,
cool.
Does she directly come out and say, I want to sleep with you tonight, or anything like that? Or?
We need to hook up. Call me so we can go out and have a drink. You know, stupid like that. Yeah. She needs to be dragged and beaten about the head.
All right, well, maybe scale it back just a little bit and just maybe slap her or something.
I'm not going to hit her, because if I hit her, then I lower myself to her level, and I'm
right.
Better than that.
Yeah, and if
I still want her to get dragged and beat about the head.
Okay.
Pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, well,
hey.
You can get busted for that, too. Just
no, I'm not going to pay anybody to do it, but if anybody's willing, I'll let them.
All right, we'll keep that in mind. Maybe it's Free for All Friday. Maybe someone will call in to help you out.
Hey, there we go. Hey.
Thanks for the call. 539-9750 or 238-0975 as we continue with little Free for All Friday. Go ahead, you're on Free for All Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Yes, hello. Was that my girlfriend Angela on the phone there?
Did you catch her name?
I don't think she gave her name, so.
It sounded like her, and just because I want to make sweet, sweet, hot and sweaty monkey love with her husband, I mean, come on, give me a break. Open up your mind a little bit and let me just go ahead and have wild, animal-like, Discovery Channel band type relations with her husband. And, well, that's all I have. Thank you.